President Robert Mugabe, for years, he has used every opportunity and platform to attack Washington for imposing targeted sanctions on his regime, saying they are responsible for the country's economic problems.
The imposition of illegal economic sanctions on Zimbabwe by Britain, the European Union and their American allies is one such move that has sought to compromise the living standards of the people of Zimbabwe and subsequently destabilize the country. It is common knowledge that the imposition of sanctions on us was meant to induce the people to revolt against their legitimately elected government and thus effect regime change in this country.
Mr. Mugabe's remarks are supported by his party's former minister and Politburo member, Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana, who says Harare will look to China and Russia for support.
It's a wrong thing in the first place for the American government to be insisting on placing Zimbabwe under sanctions. We are a peaceful country, living very well. We have no problems, we have no political prisoners. Political parties, they are free to be doing what they want. I don't see the reason why they are placing us under sanctions.
But Obet Gutu, spokesperson of the main opposition movement for Democratic Change Party, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, hails Washington for staying principled.
We are not at all surprised if the Obama administration says that the Mugabe regime has not changed. In fact, this is typical of the Mugabe regime. A leopard never changes its spots, and we are perfectly happy with the decision and the position taken by the Obama administration.
Gutu's sentiments are also echoed by advocacy director of the Washington-based Robert F. Kennedy Center, Jeff Smith, who says Harare's human rights record is not improving.
Yeah, I think actually it's a wise decision on the part of the U.S. government to not change their policy. I think for a long time now, U.S. government officials have said it's going to be an action-for-action policy, whereby the only instance in which our policy towards Zimbabwe would fundamentally change is if the government in Harare made positive improvements on issues related to human rights and good governance and respect for political rights.
Hubert Humphrey Fellow at Minnesota University, Gladys Tlachwayo, believes that Washington's stance is not surprising as Harare has failed to reform.
Coming from a civil society organization, we are concerned with the human rights situation in Zimbabwe, particularly when you look at the abduction of Itai Dzamara. So we would want to see a change, and that change must then be able to inform how other governments are going to relate with the Zimbabwean government.
Human rights lawyer Dewama Vinga of the Human Rights Watch argues that Zimbabwe's government has an obligation to ensure its people enjoy their rights.
Well, what is happening is really mainly to do with Zimbabwe itself, because it has the prerogative, not even based on calls from the U.S., but in terms of its own constitution, to ensure that there is human rights respect, good governance, transparency, accountability, and justice.
On March 7, 2003, as a result of court actions and policies by certain members of the government of Zimbabwe and its supporters to undermine democratic institutions and processes in Zimbabwe, President George Bush issued an executive order imposing sanctions against specifically identified individuals and entities in Zimbabwe. On November 23, 2005, President Bush issued a new executive order superseding the first executive order. President Barack Obama has also issued subsequent executive orders on the same sanctions since 2009. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Blessing Zulu.